This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Why were they celebrating? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. They were celebrating because the Washington Capitals had just won the Stanley Cup on the road in Las Vegas. They did it winning 4-2, beating Vegas 4-3. And they broke the spell of the Washington sports curse. They had never won a Stanley Cup. It had been 44 years since they'd been in town. And now puck and stick is front and center. I guess the next question is going to be, will they go to the White House to meet the president? I'm kind of betting they're going to do that. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio and now with Talk Media News, joins us. Hey, Bob, what a celebration in D.C.
Isn't that fantastic? That's amazing.
It is. I think it's amazing. I'm actually, they have a star player, Alex Ovechkin, and he was named the MVP, and I like Alex Ovechkin, so I was happy for him. He has like 3 teeth, but he was so excited, and so was everybody else on the ice, and Braden Holtby is the goaltender, and he did just a great job, and I know in Washington, really, people have talked about the Capitals for the last couple of years, maybe the last decade. And it's a very big deal for Washington to win the Stanley Cup. So pretty interesting, huh?
It is. And I'll tell you something from Ohio, because I'm from Ohio, and Ellen Ratner, our friend, is from Ohio. And we have a secret. LeBron James is going to play by himself, and he's going to topple Golden State. That's what's going to happen.
That's your prediction. I like that. All by himself. He just can only do that. Exactly, exactly. All right, so if you can look into that crystal ball and tell us about sports, what's going to happen with this whole North Korea thing and the summit, and is Trump's going to go to Japan? What's going to happen there?
Well, you know, Trump's going to leave early. That's the big headline today. He's going to leave early. The G7, meeting, of course. And there was, I love it, there was a tweet back and forth. It's not just our president, but Emmanuel Macron. He's tweeting, the American president may not mind, you know. And he's, of course, Trump tweets back against Trudeau and Macron. I mean, I was reading the tweets tonight. Here's the bottom line of that conference. Look, if he walks out and they say, well, you know, we're not going to sign an agreement, President Trump comes back here and says the only agreement he made was with the workers to keep their jobs due to the trade deficit losses. You know, he wants to help them. So I don't think he loses on that. He's going to leave a little early. Japan, Kate, over there, you know, those talks they've had with President Trump, you know what they're centered on, North Korea more than climate change or, you know, anything to do with tariffs. And then he moves on to Singapore, and I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating. Hopefully they can keep Rudy Giuliani quiet so he doesn't make any other anti-Kim Jong-un comments, you know, which was kind of ridiculous, but that was terrible.
Yeah.
So Rudy got before the cameras, and he got all enthused and went off script and went into, you know, Stormy Daniels and Kim Jong-un, and so hopefully they'll retract him back. But the president, you know, I think this is so historic. Will be on his way to Singapore.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, by the way, I want to make a correction. The Capitals won, but they won 4-1 because they went into Vegas 3-1, and so they had to close the door just by winning that game tonight.
Wow.
So it's even more impressive than the 4-2 I said accidentally. But, yeah, that's huge because they had it all the way. All right, speaking of not having it all the way, there's something going on with Trudeau and this retaliation over the tariffs. And then, of course, with Trump, they're going back and forth and they're jabbing each other on Twitter. I mean, this could really cost American businesses, though, in the end, right?
Well, yes. I mean, look, Trudeau in particular is chilly towards Trump. They had a very bad phone call at the end of May. Trump accused Canada, by the way, that's the phone call where he accused Canada of burning down the White House, which actually, you know, it was the British that did that. So this has developed to a very icy relationship, although I will say that in the long run, from the Americans looking at it, that, you know, elected the president in those states like Pennsylvania that wouldn't normally go with him, a lot of workers are hoping that this back and forth and this battle is going to be worth it so that they get something, you know, in the end. And, you know, many candidates over the years, at least that I've watched politics, say, oh, if you elect me, I'm going to stop, you know, these terrible trade situations. Our jobs are losing. Then they do all these trade deals. So nothing's changed. So in this case, it's going to be painful. It's ugly to see this type of fight with friends and allies. But I've got to believe at some point in time, eventually, some type of deal will be recut. It's just very strange to see us going at Canada in any fashion or form when it comes to, you know, arguing with them. It's just not in our usual nature.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it is not in our usual nature to do that. And like you said, obviously they have a chilly relationship, and Trudeau is actually pretty popular in other areas. So, you know, what does that mean? And it's of all the things that we could talk about, this, I think, is brewing and will become a bigger deal, definitely.
It will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The other thing that's also happening is this bipartisan group of senators who want to use the defense authorization to restore penalties against Chinese telecom firm ZTE. And that eased up a little bit, apparently, on Thursday. Explain that and why this is such a big deal.
Well, you know, Kate, a lot of people in America, they don't know the name Senator Tom Cotton. They don't. But you and I, people in the circles in D.C. know how conservative he is. I mean, he makes Ted Cruz look like Bernie Sanders. I mean, Tom Cotton is to the right of the right of the right. And he has aligned himself, think about this for a second, with Chuck Schumer, the Democratic minority leader of the Senate. They've aligned themselves together to go after President Trump, which is amazing. The president came out with this shocking stance today where he's now made a rule that, in fact, this large Chinese company doesn't have to worry about the sanctions, which they've been imposed for 7 years by the United States in the past. They don't have to worry about it. He's undone that. The company was really one of those companies that could have been involved in espionage, leaking, you know, cell phone information with the chips inside of them. And so Senator Cotton and some other Republicans are leading the charge. Now, they're going to put it in the defense authorization bill if they do it. That means the president, if it gets through the system, Kate, as you know, would have to actually veto the entire defense authorization bill, which is the money to the Pentagon, you know, troops, the entire military. Is he willing to stand that firm with China? So this is a big deal. This company's not a good company. I think the president shocked everybody by giving China what it wanted. Now maybe he's got something in return, but this is a risky one the president's done.
Boy, yeah, that, to say the least, it is definitely risky.
Sure.
Interesting times, we always say that.
Yes.
So Bob Ney, have a good one.
You too.
Yep, absolutely. It's been a crazy week. And you heard what he said about Tom Cotton, the Republican from Arkansas, who joined Democratic Senators Chris Holland and Chuck Schumer, rather, longtime senator from New York, in filing a legislation as an amendment to the defense programs bill. We'll see where all this falls. Coming up, we're heading to the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You gotta love that. Let's dig in the mail bag. And there's plenty of mail to go around, including this one from Joaquin, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. My friends and I listened to your show and we're wondering what kind of a football season you think it's going to be with this gambling going on. Is there going to be concerns about illegal gambling?" And I would say there's, when you say the concerns about illegal gambling, I think you're talking about the fact that the Supreme Court said yes to legalized gambling. So what does that do for the illegal gambling? So the bookies, in other words, maybe that's what you're getting at. That's what I think. I think that depending on how much it's taxed and everything else, there's still might be some people who are taking bets, some bookies, who will still find those clients because of the fact that it's going to cost that much more tax-wise on some of the, I think on some of these bets. We've talked about this here on the show, that's for sure, absolutely. All right, here's another one. This one is from Happy, and Happy says, I love that my name's Happy. Happy says, how about Kim Kardashian getting this Alice Johnson freed? What do you make of that, Kate Delaney? If you have to be a reality star to go into the White House, you may get your way. When Kim Kardashian learned that she was a nonviolent drug offender serving a life sentence, when she learned that she would be free, she was, you know, said she was sobbing on the phone and said she had spent a third of her life in prison. She was 63. So she was advocating, Kim Kardashian was definitely advocating for her, and she got the pardon for him, saying that she had never had any drug problems in the past. And Ivanka Trump was one of the first people that Kim Kardashian called to plead just Alice Johnson's case. So Kardashian asked the president's daughter for a meeting with her father. It took place. It happened. She tried to use her platform, she said, to those who had been working on the case, and he was compassionate and sympathetic, and she had good behavior and all that other sort of stuff. And then lo and behold, she gets the pardon. Wow. So that, for Alice Johnson, that is huge, because, you know, she was convicted in 1996 of conspiracy to possess cocaine and attempted possession of cocaine. She was 7 months pregnant at the time. Wow. So big deal for Kim Kardashian to help make that happen. You can bet that family will be grateful to her for forever. All right, how about this one? This one is from Christopher, and Christopher says, "Hello, America Tonight listeners, and to you, Kate Delaney. I am very anxious to hear what you have to say about Justify and whether you think Justify will win a triple crown or not." Okay, you want my answer, my quick answer? Justify is coming from the inside rail. This horse has won on two sloppy tracks, which has been great. It's a 2-year-old and unbeaten in 5 career trips. So now, at the tune-up, had a lot of kick, all that kind of stuff. You know, has a good chance to win this, but there are more horses. It's 1.5 miles. So the Belmont Stakes is a marathon. And if this horse wins the race, becomes only the 13th horse in the history of racing to win a triple crown. So that's number one. Justify has the speed, but is breaking from, again, the one hole, the posting out against the rail. So it makes it a much different race than before, than in the last two. And I still say good chance. I don't know. If you say I can't say I don't know and I have to make a choice, I'm going to go with yes. I think it'd be very cool if that happens. So, yes, my answer is yes, and I like the horse no matter what. All right, this one is from David. Passwords, smashwords. Do you remember your passwords, Kate? And I hear that there's companies that are using fingerprints and digital ways to ID employees, so maybe some of the password problems that we're having will kind of go away in some senses. Oh, a lot of companies are doing that. That's not unusual because they're trying to stop hackers. And so how do they do that? They get away from the passwords and then they get into authentication of a different way. Fingerprints, face, iris scan, that kind of thing. And the biometrics, it's not unusual. I mean, in fact, employees are using biometrics to log into phones and computers and access any of the data that's stored on some devices in the cloud, and 90%, they say. In fact, the company Spiceworks says that 90% of businesses will use biometric authentication by 2020. That's up from 62%. That's a lot. Microsoft, Facebook, they're trying to get rid of passwords completely. And for the reasons I said, having things ripped off, safer, all of that. And passwords keep being the weak link to somebody hacking in and crashing systems. So fingerprints, I don't know. It seems like there are safer biometrics for a security strategy, at least right now, works until somebody figures out a way around that, which they always figure out a way around it, don't they? They do. They always figure out a way. This one's from Brad, listening to us in Florida. And he says, Brad from Florida. So, hi, Brad from Florida. And Brad from Florida just wanted to say hello and wanted to say, I know you keep up with everything that's happening, But I saw a story about eavesdropping equipment found near the White House. What do you make of that? Is that a common thing that happens? Well, I don't think it's common that someone drops their listening device around the White House, but spying and suspicious things happening, absolutely. How many spies do you think, Russian or otherwise, are in Washington? The answer is a ton. We don't even know. And they've infiltrated different levels of the government. And, of course, this is not a shock that that would happen. It's how do you catch someone? How do you catch the spy who's there assimilating? No matter how clever you are, how good you are at the detective game, and there are people that are on that trail, it's not always as easy as you would think, because there's lots of ways to cover. And the goal, of course, is to get as much information as possible. Let's make it pretty simple for you. They try to steal the information, so listening devices make sense because they're trying to figure out what's going on, trying to figure out what kind of meetings are happening, where the meetings are happening, anything they can get, whatever it is, whatever it is that could help. That's what the bottom line is. If I have to use a listening device and then I got to take off really quickly and I drop it on the ground, oops, I drop it on the ground, right? All right, this is a sad story, and someone just wrote this to me, and I understand. And this one is from Vern, who says, Kate, I have a friend who drove a taxi in New York, and recently he was one of those cab drivers that they've talked about that feel so depressed they kill themselves. My friend John killed himself, and I think it's because of the universe of what's happening in the driving industry. Meaning, I think what you mean is Uber and Lyft and all of those, the livelihoods are gone for some of them. And for cab drivers that are, this is what they do, right? So this is where they can do what they can do. They come from different areas and they have to make a living this way. They got to pay a cab company a lease fee, and, you know, how do they survive? And it was all about that taxi medallion, and that was the American dream for a lot of drivers, but that's no longer going to be really the American dream anymore. In 2014, the price of a New York City medallion was up to $1 million. They went for $700,000 in Boston, $400,000 in Philadelphia, $300,000 in Chicago. Wow. Keep sending me your thoughts, AmericaTonightRadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, while holding a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, President Trump said there's one sure way you'll know the Singapore summit did not go well.
You hear me saying we're going to use maximum pressure?
you'll know the negotiation did not do well.
And after that press conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed Rudy Giuliani's comments that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un came crawling on his hands and knees.
I took him as being a small room and not being serious about the comments. I think it was a bit in jest. We're moving forward. We're focused on the important things. I know Rudy. Rudy doesn't speak for the administration when it comes to this negotiation and this set of issues.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 95 points to close the day at 25,241. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Off the face off, the Capitals have won it. The capital of the country is the capital of the hockey playoffs. They rush out onto the ice to congratulate Braden Holtby. Washington Capitals, for the first time in their 44-year history, are the Stanley Cup champions.
Congratulations to the Caps. You heard the man. Thanks to Westwood One Radio Network for that call, the final call. Capitals by a goal, 4-3, beating the Golden Knights in what was a very, very exciting finish. I mean, an incredible finish. So Las Vegas sportsbooks are actually the winners here because they were excited about their nights, but they would have really had to pay out a lot of money. Remember, they had odds on tickets, futures, that were as high as 500-1. People plunked down all kinds of money. It was a huge, huge liability. Who knows how much the sportsbooks would have had to pay out should their Knights have won. But you can't take anything away from the Knights. Who cares about the payout? It's the payoff for the long-suffering fans of D.C. who took to the streets to celebrate like any sports fan would. Tens of thousands in their red-clad capital gear were out in the streets celebrating the first Stanley Cup. And it's the city's first title with the four professional sports since 1992. 1992, how about that? Yeah, that's a long time. And that was when the Redskins won the Super Bowl. So you're really going back. Alex Ovechkin won the Conn Smythe after 15 postseason goals. He should have gotten that. So congratulations to him. Here's what he had to say afterwards. He was all choked up. Yes, this is Alex Ovechkin talking about how wild it was that he won that special prize.
I don't know what to say. It's just unbelievable. I'm so happy. I'm probably the happiest guy. I'm so happy for my teammates, for all the fans who are watching and back to Washington, the guys who flew here, my parents, my family, all my friends, all the second family. You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so how about that? Unbelievable, like he says. I'll tell you what. So unbelievable for Washington. They'll have a parade in a day or so. And after that, it'll be who's coming up next in the NBA. So now on the ice, it's a wrap. But what about what's happening in the NBA? And in the NBA, it's down to the Golden State Warriors and the Cavaliers. But the Warriors once again prevail. So it means that LeBron and company have their backs against the wall. They are trailing 3-0. So 3-0, they are starved for a win, and they got to get that win to even stay alive. They'd have to go all the way out and win, what, 4 games to win this thing. So the next game is on Friday at Quicken Loans Arena. I think there was a lot of disappointment after this last one. Came down to the last couple of minutes again. It really did. The Warriors beating the Cavaliers 110-102. And there's massive speculation about LeBron and what's going to happen with LeBron. And, you know, will he be back? And the key to beating the Warriors is what? Is to get to them in their head, and they haven't been able to do that. George Hill felt like he needed to stick up and say something because he says that this LeBron stuff is just a bunch of nonsense.
Doing more than enough. You know, he talks to us every day. He breaks down film with us. He shoots with us. He does everything he's supposed to do. You know, it's not always on him. It's us too. You know, it's a team, it's a supporting cast. And when you say, oh, he didn't do enough, that's
yeah, so George Hill was saying sometimes it feels like Jesus is dropping Steph Curry shots in the basket, you know, reacting to how well he played. George Hill losing sleep over missing a free throw with 4.2 seconds remaining. He's a career 80% free throw shooter. He stepped to the line and he missed, and the misses were costly because the Warriors went on, you know, they went on to win. Like I said, it came down to those waning moments, and that's when it cost you. And that's what happened in that game if we re-racked a couple of games ago. And while that's all going on, could we have a Triple Crown winner? The answer is yes, we absolutely can have a Triple Crown winner from the world of horse racing out at the Belmont. A mile and a half Justify. Bob Baffert's the trainer, is looking really good. He took his first gallop, apparently, around Belmont Park on Thursday morning, getting ready for the shot at the Triple Crown. Here's what Baffert said about how smart this horse is.
He went out to the track today, and he went around there like he's been here. He's just a very intelligent horse.
Very intelligent horse, huh? How about that? He is an intelligent horse, but certainly there's intelligent competitors in the group, too. And, is his sense is going to go off? While he has to make those couple of turns and he has to come off of the rail, and everybody wants to know what are the odds. Well, this is the favorite horse, the odds on favorite to claim the Belmont, but there is definitely competition. There's Hofburg, who is 9-2 odds. Justify is even at this point, and there's a couple other horses that have some, pardon the pun, giddy up in them and could trip up, give trouble to Justify, if you will. But you still got to race. I mean, you still got to race and figure out what happens from there. It's not a muddy track and that may bode well for a couple of the horses, including Justify. But the last two races, the big races, have not been on a clean track. So if it is a clean track, it makes a bit of a difference. When you come into the Man Cave, we talk about sports, and we talk about what's happening across the board. As we look at the most popular sport is football, without a doubt, whether it's college football or the NFL, and we're 3 months away, but a lot of the teams are in training camp right now, so pretty interesting conversation surrounds a few other things surrounding the game, like T.O. now saying that while he was selected to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he's declining an invitation to go to the ceremony. He said, and he just announced this, I talked to T.O. last weekend, and he was going to be inducted into Canton and was okay, and he was excited about it, but he said while he's appreciative, he made the decision to publicly decline to go to the ceremony. He let the Hall of Fame know. He said he's going to announce where and when he'll celebrate his induction at a later date. He later tweeted out his statement with a simple, sincerely, 81. So Dave Baker, who's been on this show, the Hall of Fame president, said, "We're disappointed, but we'll respect his decision not to participate in the enshrinement. It is unprecedented. They haven't really had this happen. The class of 2018 kicks off the NFL's 99th season." Wow, 99 seasons. Do you believe it? Crazy. Crazy to think about that. So what does he miss out on? He doesn't get inducted into the Hall of Fame with Ray Lewis, Randy Moss, Brian Urlacher, Brian Dawkins. They're going to be joined by some other famous names like Bobby Bethard and Jerry Kramer, etc. So August 4th, he will not be there. He was a third-round draft selection for the 49ers in 1996. He's eighth in all-time catches, second in receiving yards, third in receiving touchdowns. He played for the 49ers, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Bills, and the Bengals. He had a career that went on for 15 years. So how about this, the fact that he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame, but he declines the invitation to go to the Hall of Fame. Wow, that is very, very big news and will be controversial. I think what he told me is that it was bittersweet. He felt that he should have been in the Hall of Fame. He should have been voted into the Hall of Fame. And finally getting voted in was great, but I think he still felt like that was hanging over him, that he should have been in there sooner, and that's probably what pushed him to the decision of, I'm going to just have my own kind of ceremony, and that's how I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate that way. So tough for the Hall of Fame, because he's a very, very big name, obviously, and he's opting out of going to their big showcase and instead saying he's going to have his own, celebration somewhere or somehow, and it's going to be very different from what the NFL would do at Canton, where the Hall of Fame is located. So mini camps are open, and that means mandatory mini camps, and you got more than 3 months remaining until the start of the NFL season. But with some of the changes in the off season, you got people working, meaning some of your superstar players are working together, like Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski in New England, Julio Jones in Atlanta, Aaron Donald in Los Angeles. While they skipped the off-season programs that were voluntary, they're showing up because it would cost them if they don't, and they need to learn a few new tricks. Stay with us.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
To go to the movies, because some really good ones are coming out, and it depends on if you like this kind of genre. I've heard great things about Ocean's 8, and you might say, well, Ocean's 8, Ocean's 11, haven't I heard that? Yes, you have. It was the guys doing it, but this time it's the women. Check it out.
Good afternoon, Miss Ocean. As you know, parole is a privilege.
It's a mistake, but it happened. And if I were to be released, I would just want the simple life. I just want to hold down a job, make some friends. Yeah, pay my bills.
Even if this was possible, you'd need 20 people.
7 people.
Why do you need to do this?
Because it's what I'm good at.
How long would it take you to make 7 pieces of jewelry?
5 or 6 hours.
How long if I told you you didn't have to live with your mother anymore?
Isn't it the one of us quick? What do you need?
Lev.
Which name? Name Wall. Which real name?
Eight Ball.
I'm going to be really poor.
What if we could make all this go away?
Can I get my watch back, please? And hers as well?
Sorry.
It's okay.
I am with my family. I told you not.
I'm in your garage. Let me tell you how big the job is.
No, I'm out.
Let me tell you how big the job is.
I'll be back before you know.
Can I come with you?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball. And we are going to rob it. Not the ball itself.
On the neck of Daphne Kluger.
Valued at over $100
million.
$150 million, actually.
Revenge. It's a twofer.
Do not run a job in a job.
Can't we just go to this? Do we have to steal stuff?
Yes.
Is it genetic? Are the whole family like this?
Literally.
Cute premise. You heard it right there. Mastermind Debbie Ocean, 7 other female thieves trying to steal a necklace, for goodness sake, at the New York Annuals Met Gala. PG-13, 1 hour, 50 minutes, long movie. Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Mindy Kaling, and a slew of other characters. Sarah Paulson is in it. So it actually has gotten pretty good reviews. The movies say, some of the movie reviews I've read say that Sandra Bullock steals the laughs because she has a, and she's just quirky and funny and all that kind of stuff. But it has a female twist. I think it finds an audience. It may be the biggest movie of the weekend. Maybe of the weekend. I move from Ocean's 8 to Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I just have one question. When Cap needed help, if I'd asked you, would you have come?
I guess we'll never know. But if you had, you'd have never been caught.
I do some dumb things. And the people I love the most, they pay the price.
Thanks to you, we had to run. We're still running.
Let's go.
Watching your back. Like a partner.
Hold on. You gave her wings and blasters. So I take it you didn't have that tech available for me. No, I did.
This movie is an action movie, could find an audience too. PG-13, almost 2 hours, kind of the same thing there. Paul Rudd is Ant-Man. Michael Douglas is in it. Evangeline Lilly is in it. Corey Stoll is also a big star in this. You'd recognize him. He's a big character actor. Bobby Cannavale is in it, and he's another big character actor. I mean, it's kind of a who's who, especially of character guys, but the cast, the plot, all that kind of stuff, it looks pretty interesting. So, and I'm basing this on, it has a little bit of a following. I think it does well too, but I think Ocean's 8 opening wise would trump Ant-Man. However, I could be wrong. Finally, this one, Hotel Transylvania.
Beautiful Navy, with Daddy you will stay. And if a human tries to harm you, I'll simply say, because you're Daddy's girl. Ever since she was born, I've wanted to protect my little ghoul. So I created a place where all monsters could be safe. From them!
Humans hate us! They're vicious! And they're very loud!
Dad, everyone here is ancient.
N27.
I want to go out and see the world.
Whoa, honey, you're too young.
I'm 118 years old.
Don't give me the pouty bat face. This is Hotel Transylvania. All of our monster friends are right here. The mummy. Wayne the wolf.
Yeah, it's a mess back there.
And your Uncle Frank dropping in too. Housekeeping!
Did you find this place?
Oh, I was just mountain climbing with some dudes and heard this story about an awesome castle.
Speaking of awesome, that cape thing is killing it.
Look at these cool costumes. Check it out, I'm a Franken homie. Whoa, what's your name?
My name is Mavis.
Zach's daughter's in love with
Ah, human! Go to a corner, you're in the timeout.
I'm a grown man.
Seriously, Dad.
You are coming with us.
I'm scared.
Oh! Why did that hurt me?
Out of the way, Grandpa!
Stay away from my daughter!
I think your dad's really starting to like me.
Hi.
Hotel Transylvania.
Now go and never return.
Wait, never return to the hotel?
What? I just used my powers to erase your memory. I looked straight into your eyes.
Oh, maybe it's the contact lenses.
What?
Here, let me just try and get them out real quick.
Oh, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Almost got it.
All right, Hotel Transylvania. You know, this is a popular movie. There's no question about that. And it's anytime you can take something popular and throw it back up there again in a different form with a different storyline, it's always huge. Fantasy horror, 1 hour, 32 minutes plus, and you probably recognize the voice. Don't you recognize the voice? Adam Sandler, he's the main character. It's very, very funny. It's a great animated piece of theater, let's put it that way. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight. Appreciate all of you. Mwah.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.